Tito coming down for Tuesday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It is brought to you by KeyBank. Hey, Tito, before we talk about what's going on here with your club, you were telling me before we did this show, you came down here last night for the draft. Have you done that before?
Well, I never really had the chance. I mean, you know, the falling on an off day for us or being home is a rarity. And I thought, you know what, I'll take advantage of it. So Matt Cattaro and I, we met and we walked upstairs and we sat on the couch and had some pizza and watched, and it was really entertaining. I mean, to watch how it unfolded. And then when we got to our pick, you know, to see where we had, you know, Aiken on the board and knowing his history, and then to see us pull the trigger, I was excited. In fact, I wrote Chris a note this morning. I was like, man, that took some guts, and I was excited because this kid, you know, last year at this time, he was the clear number one pick of the draft. You know, now he has Tommy John surgery, and, you know, he's a year away from pitching, but he's ours. And he's 6'4", 220 pounds, and he's 18 years old, and pretty exciting.
What did you learn that maybe you didn't know before you walked into that room?
Oh, we don't have enough time. I mean, the detail that goes into it. And they've made so many strides from, you know, when I was here as an assistant in 01, got to watch the draft, and it's so different even in, you know, the 14 years, that just the information, the technology, and wow. I mean, they were really organized, and it was fun to watch because there's a lot of people with a lot of opinions that get scrunched into those 2-3 days, and you better be organized.
Well, now let's talk about what has happened here. Obviously, it happened after the ball game, and we had the off day yesterday. But Lonnie Chisenhall and Jose Ramirez sent back to Columbus, and you and I had an outing yesterday that we talked about it with a group of people. People outside of a baseball team think, well, just go do it. It's not easy, is it, when you're the manager dealing with human beings?
No, it's not. I mean, you're talking about upsetting people's lives and uprooting where they live and their kids and their families. And, you know, we have an obligation to always do what we think is in the best interest of our team, and we'll never change that. But at the same time, if it doesn't, you know, weigh on you, you know, I don't think you're human. I mean, it's a big deal to these guys. And we talked to Lonnie at length, and we talked to Jose, again, with Sandy being here to interpret things, because it was that important. I think we all feel like it's in their best interest, but also in our team's best interest, and you have to kind of balance that sometimes.
Is this a crossroads for Lonnie when you look at his career, or is that being too dramatic?
You know, Hammy, I don't think it's being too dramatic. I mean, you know, Kansas City did this with Moustakas last year, and look what it ended up with him. So I don't think it means it's the end of Lonnie by any means. But I do think that he's going to have to try to figure some things out, because coming back here, you have to impact us where we can win. And sometimes it seems harder than others, but he can certainly do it, but he just has to go do it.
What about Urshela and Walters? How will they be used?
Well, Urshela's, you know, here to play third base. I think we want to at least watch his games back-to-back-to-back-to-back because he's had some back issues and things like that. And we have Walters here. We have Avilas that can go over. You know, Mikey's going to play the majority at short, but we also want to see Zach at short a little bit just because we need to find out. And sometimes, even if the answer is no, that's better than not finding out.
And do you find out more so on a major league level than watching a kid even play at Columbus?
Yes, you do, because you may like some things at Columbus, but until they get here, you don't find out the final answer. And again, whatever somebody does, even in their first year, it's not the end-all, be-all, but we need to start finding out. And again, it's a kid that can hit the ball at the ballpark a lot, and if he can take that skill set and be a shortstop, all of a sudden you got somebody pretty special.
Terry, what about an impact on a clubhouse? Does this do anything to a clubhouse? Is that also part of the equation?
Yeah, it is, because there's the guys that, you know, on the road, they get up and go to breakfast together. They pretty much live together. And some of these guys, it's their best friend. So, yeah, it does. And we're aware of that. I don't know that you can ever not make a move because of that, but we're certainly aware of it, and we try to respect it, because it is important. I mean, these guys are best friends. They've been together for years. All of a sudden, it's somebody else sitting in that locker, so it is different.
Oh, by the way, the Seattle Mariners are in town.
Yeah, and we miss Felix, which, again, maybe we're doing something right. You know, I know the guys pitching against us are pretty good, but when you miss Felix, you kind of have to have a smile.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Mariners on the Indians Radio Network. 321. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton, the Manager's Minute, brought to you by DraftKings.com. You took in the first round or the first couple of rounds of the Major League Draft on Monday night. You got to see the Indians make their selections. It's something you said you haven't really done in the past. What made it so intriguing for you to take time off of an off day to go watch that?
I just thought it was another experience that I really hadn't been a part of, and I wanted to watch. So many things go into these picks, and, you know, we have no idea. I mean, my goodness, it just there's so many factors, signability, where they're going to school, injuries. I mean, and they better be organized because it's happening fast. And once you make a pick, it's on to the next one. And, you know, I think we tend to forget because you may not see these kids for 3 or 4 years. But once they're yours, man, that's a big deal.
The Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.